From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Several months remain until the next open enrollment period for health insurance, but any insurance company looking to raise the cost of their plans next year had to submit their proposed increase by June 1st. In the past, federal tax credits helped buffer consumers from rising rates, but as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, this year could be different.
In Missouri, seven different insurance companies submitted rate increases for a total of 11 plans next year, ranging from 11 to 28%. And almost every company who submitted a rate increase cited the rising cost of healthcare as a reason for the change. Rowan Hutchings is the communications director for Aetna Insurance Company.
The cost of services that they get from providers, the amount of services that people are getting, and an increase in pharmaceutical drugs. For 2016, we expect the medical costs will grow by 8 to 10%.
Many insurance plans raised their rates after the first open enrollment period in 2013 as well. Melinda Staley's insurance plan was one of them, but for her the solution was simple, just switch plans.
One stopped, you know, on the 31st of December and the other one picked up on January 1st, and it was very easy.
Staley receives a federal subsidy through the marketplace, which makes buying health insurance for her more financially feasible. And because of the assistance, she doesn't worry about rates so much as her bottom line.
I'm looking at what I'm actually paying. I'm looking at how high is the deductible and, you know, what do I have to contribute and whether the care that I need is really covered.
But this year could be different. Fred Travis, director of the Risk Management and Insurance Program at the University of Missouri, says insurance companies are probably considering more than just the cost of treatment when they increase their rates.
You know, the insurance companies are trying to protect themselves against actions the state might take in case it's determined that the subsidies no longer apply.
He's talking about King versus Burwell, a U.S. Supreme Court case that is expected to be decided this month. The ruling will determine whether consumers in states like Missouri that use the federal marketplace are eligible to receive tax subsidies for their insurance. If the answer is no, then consumers who rely on the subsidies would not only be facing higher insurance rates, but also less assistance to pay for them. For Melinda Staley, it would likely mean she would have to go without health insurance, just like she did before the Affordable Care Act.
I'd be back without any insurance. I mean, I don't make a sustainable living wage. And, you know, I have a college education, and I have over 35 years of experience in the working world, but I still don't make a living wage.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.